John, look, the launch of the season here tonight, ahead of our home game and against UCD Mary on Saturday night. Not the start that we wanted last weekend, but our chance to keep our unbeaten record intact at the MTU, and it's all systems going next Saturday night.
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, we're disappointed the weekend. Clarendon were full value for their win. We were disappointed with some of the aspects of our play, but, you know, for the most part, Clarendon outplayed us and deserved their win, and that's, you know, that's the nature of the game. It's a long season ahead. We're not the finished product. We knew we wouldn't be. We have a bit to go. But yeah, like you said, it's exciting to get back in into you. Undefeated there last year, so hopefully we can keep that way. UCD obviously had a huge win against ANS, so they'll be coming in great shape, and they look like they're in good shape. So it'll take all efforts on the ground. I know the lads are going out to the communities this week, out to the Brendans and to the Magic, to try and get as many people up there as possible. The Inspired group are playing at halftime, so there's a lot of stuff that's going on the ground this week. So hopefully we can get a big crowd up there on Saturday night.
And a lot of changes, obviously, the team gelling. We've had our pre-season and we've had our first game of the season. There's still, as you say, a bit of work to do there, but they showed signs the other night, particularly the way they came back in the second half, that there's plenty about them.
Yeah, look, we showed plenty of grit, plenty of determination, and those fellas that we spoke about in the pre-season, you know, Olaf had a huge game. James Fernand was excellent at defence. Offensively, it didn't really fall for him. And Keela Coga was great, man. So, look, they're the local guys that we've worked with all during the summer and try to get them up to speed. And it looks like that they are going there. So it does look quite positive. You know, disappointed that we couldn't put a better purple patch together. When we did, we showed a bit of indiscipline. Put them on the free throw line. I think it was 38 times. So you ain't going to win a game like that. So, look, there's things to work on, as there always is. It's a long season. You know, playoffs is playoffs. That's when you want to be right. And that's, you know, 4 weeks' time or 5 weeks' time when the cup is, that's, you know, they're the markers, really.
And the cup draw tomorrow, obviously, we'll all eyes on that. We'll be hoping maybe for a home draw, and that'll be something special, obviously.
Yeah, look, the cup is the cup. It's the one that everybody kind of wants to win because it's early in the season. So, you know, we got to take whoever we get. We take it and we prepare for them. And, you know, we'll have plenty of league games before that. We have a doubleheader and Demons, Belfast, Limerick Celtics, who won the weekend. So it doesn't get any easy. This league is extremely competitive, and you can see from the weekend most of the results were quite close.